Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. Well, today we want to talk about Jesus. Amen. But we want to specifically talk about Jesus submitted. Jesus submitted. Philippians 2:5 says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus." And then it goes on to talk about Jesus and Him coming to earth and submitting to the Father's will and becoming the willing sacrifice for our sake and for the glory of God. And chapter 2 starts out by saying, if there's any, this is Philippians chapter 2, if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. See, he mentions it twice there. People say, oh, that means we just got to get along. Everybody just get along. Doesn't matter any differences, you know, theologically, biblically, doctrinally, right? No, it doesn't matter. Just get along. That's not what he's saying. It says, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Look each of you out to his own interest and also to the interest of others. Then it says, have this mind among yourselves. When he says, have the same mind, and when he says one mind, he means this mind. And then he describes what that is. Have this mind amongst yourself, which is in Christ Jesus. Let's continue in verse 6. It says, who, though he was in the form of God, did not account equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, because of all that, in other words, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So many messages and sermons and things have been given, could be given, and will be given from this particular text. But again, the title of today's message here on Voice of Vision is Jesus submitted. I'm not going to cover everything about submission in just a few minutes, but I want to show you about Jesus' submission. Then you can relate it to how wonderful he is and how it helps us. Because he says, therefore, there's a therefore at the end of the message today for us. But man's nature is not submission, but rebellion, right? Even in the Garden of Eden, there really was only one thing to submit to, and they wouldn't do it. They could do anything. There was no restrictions. Just don't eat from this one tree. But of course, they did that, Adam and Eve, right? Now think about Jesus and his relationship with the Father, and you're going to realize how core the concept of submission is to the Christian message and faith. Jesus was perfectly submissive, Romans 5:19. How miserable would Jesus have been if he had argued with the Father all the time instead of submitting to his will? But he was always saying, I'm doing what my Father tells me to do. I came here to do the will of my Father. I always do what I see him doing. In Philippians 2:6 through 8, we see Jesus showing us three levels of submission. Three levels of submission that I want you to see from Philippians 2, verses 6 through 8. And then in verses 9 through 11, we see the results. And then based on that, Paul exhorts us to action in verses 12 through 13. Again, have this mind, that one mind, that same mind is this mind, the mind of submission. The secret of spirituality is submission. And Paul says, have this mind among yourself, which is in Christ Jesus in verse 5. And then in verses 6 through 8, we see three levels of submission. In verses 9 through 11, we see the results. And based on that, Paul exhorts us to action in verses 12 through 13. So the first level of submission we see is in verse 6. Jesus submitted himself to God as a son. It says, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. You see, this was all God's plan, and Jesus submitted himself to the Father as a son. Submitted himself to God as a son. God's plan. Jesus' first act in our redemption was submission. Now think about the weight of what I just said there. Jesus' first act of redemption was submission. And without submission, there would have been no salvation. Wow. It's no salvation without submission. It's an amazing thing. I'm going to say it again. Jesus' first act of redemption was submission, and without that, there is no salvation. I mean, that's an amazing thing right there. I could give you all kinds of verses that I have written down here. John 5, 17 through 19, John 8, 28, John 14, 10, 10, 33, 19, 7. You know all the places. He said, I'm here to do my Father's will, or I have done that which you've sent me to do, Father. He was still God, but he did the Father's will. In the chapter of Matthew 4 and Luke 4, you know, when Jesus was driven by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan, Satan presented alternatives to submission, but Jesus stayed in submission. He could have said, well, I can get the job done if I do it this way, but he didn't rationalize. He stayed in submission to the Father's plan. Are you doing that today? Are you trying to take a shortcut like the Jews tried to get around Babylonian captivity by going to Egypt? And it wasn't going to work, or stealing Jeremiah and taking him with them like he's a magic amulet or something. What are you holding on to instead of submitting? Jesus didn't hold on to his prerogatives up in heaven. He came to earth. He didn't think equality a thing to be grasped. He didn't fight for his rights. He died for your sins. So Satan presented all these alternatives and like turn the stones to bread. But if Jesus would have done that, Satan would have didn't then say, aha, I've got you. He would have said, feed the world. But it would have been the devil's bread. So the first level we see Jesus submitting to him to God is he submitted himself to the Father as a son. The second level of submission we see is in verse 7. Reading verse 7 again, he says, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. So he submitted himself to God as a son, that's verse 6, and he submitted himself to men as a servant. That's verse 7. Now, did you ever think about that? He submitted himself to men as a servant. Jesus had to be born as a baby. Cleaned and fed with all the mundane aspects of being human. Now he grew in stature, but he still had to endure the waiting period before his ministry. It's not yet my time, he would say. Not yet my time, and now it's my time. The Bible says he grew in wisdom and stature. It said through suffering he learned obedience. What kept him going? The high call. I must be about my Father's business, he said when he was 12 years old at the temple. And he had stayed behind. Remember the story. He had submitted himself to men as a servant. He was still a leader, but he was also a servant. He also gave service by leading as an example and as a teacher. He said, you know, I've left you an example that you should follow in my footsteps in John chapter 13. He said, I came not to be served, but to serve and be a ransom for many in Matthew chapter 20 in many places. So Jesus submitted himself to God as a son. He submitted himself to men as a servant. And then he also, let's look at verse 8. Being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So in verse 6, he submitted himself to God as a son. In verse 7, he submitted himself to men as a servant. And in verse 8, he submitted himself to death as a sacrifice. So many verses, Matthew 26, 39, Hebrews 2, 10 through 15. You know what it says in Hebrews 2 there, that he took the fear away out of us from death because people were all their lives subject to the fear of death. Matthew 10, 28, Job 13, 15, John 12, 24 through 26. He knew he was still going to be resurrected. Acts 2, 23 through 33, that's what Peter was preaching. But he submitted himself to the wrath of God. It pleased the Father to crush him, it says in Isaiah 53, 10. That's amazing, isn't it? You think about the submission of Jesus. And, you know, he was God, and yet he voluntarily submitted. Again, in verse 6, we see he submitted himself to the Father, to God as a son. Verse 7, he submitted himself to men as a servant. And in verse 8, he submitted himself to death as a sacrifice. Then it says, therefore, the beginning of verse 9, therefore, whenever you see the word therefore, it is therefore something. It means look back, and in the light of that, now this. Based on all that, based on the fact that he submitted himself to God as a son, submitted himself to men as a servant, submitted himself to death as a sacrifice. Therefore, God has highly exalted him. Verse 9, and bestowed on him a name that's above every name. So therefore, because he submitted himself this way, the Father has exalted him. He was already the creator and the sustainer. John 1, 3, Colossians 1, 15 through 18, Hebrews 1, 2 and 3. As great and powerful as he already was, now his name is even more magnified. God has the power to do that. Because he submitted himself in these three ways. Therefore, verse 9, the Father has exalted him. Then look at verse 10. It says, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and earth and under the earth. So, therefore, the Father has exalted him, verse 9. Therefore, the universe is submitted to him. Remember what he said in Matthew 28, 19 through 20, all power is given unto me. Ephesians 1, 21 through 23, everything, every rule and throne and power is under his feet. 1 Peter 3, 22, we know these verses, right? We know that he was already in command of the universe, and that it says the universe is submitted unto him here. The Father has exalted him. The universe is submitted to him. And now verse 11. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So again, because Jesus submitted himself to God as a son, submitted himself to men as a servant, submitted himself to death as a sacrifice, therefore, the Father has highly exalted him. Verse 9, the universe is submitted to him. Verse 10 and verse 11, the Father is glorified in him. Functional subordination. Everything's under Jesus, and then Jesus places himself under the Father. He's equal with the Father, yet he voluntarily submits. 1 Corinthians 15, 24 through 28 will tell you that. Jesus sought the God the Father's glory, just as the Holy Spirit now seeks to glorify Christ. They're submitted. It's a lot of submission there, but that's a whole lot of Jesus. Amen? Amen. It's an amazing thing that is just such an important deal. Jesus submitted himself to the Father as a son. Jesus submitted himself to men as a servant. Jesus submitted himself to death as a sacrifice. Therefore, the Father has exalted him, the universe is submitted to him, and the Father is glorified in him. You see, most people don't want to do something beneath their dignity. I won't work for this amount of money. I won't do that type of work. I won't listen to that pastor. I won't submit to my husband. I won't. Jesus says, I will. Most people think a lot of things are underneath their dignity, but when we look at Christ and we see that no one has ever had a greater drop off in dignity. Think about that. Jesus proved that to submit to deity is true dignity, no matter what the world says. And then he says, therefore, my beloved, as you've always obeyed, so now, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Submit to that. Submit to Jesus, and you'll find joy. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Oh, yes, I'm glad to know my life is hid with Jesus, and that's where
see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God.